You're listening to I Got Questions with Ash Sade. In this episode, I interview Andrea. She's one of the reasons why I want to start a podcast in the first place, a topic we touch on probably in part three. I say probably because we recorded over 2 hours, and I knew that would happen. Anytime we talk, we end up talking about anything and everything, all while laughing. As Andrea puts it, we're two peas in the same pot. She has a way with sayings. We both immigrated to Canada as refugees. We both grew up in Ottawa. We both went to the same primary school. We both lived in the same building. We both have the same university major, and we ended up working together for 3 years, where it felt as if we could read each other's mind. In this part, we laugh our way through her childhood, how her family escaped Czechoslovakia, what her memories of communism were, her first impressions of the Western Canada, and how she balanced being Slovak with being Canadian. Enjoy. I think it's working.
Is it working?
Can we get past that intro?
I don't know. It's my favorite part. You have to ask.
Hi, Andrea. You're my friend, right?
Yes.
You know what Ellis did earlier? It got super awkward. We're watching Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Ellis goes and sits next to Andrea. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then she's like, Dad, come sit next to here. And she's patting. So I sit on the other side of her. So Ellis is in between us. And there's like at least a foot in between each of us. No, and then she goes and cuddles you. I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Dad, come closer. And I'm like, Ellis, this is how families are broken. You want to see me every day or just every other weekend?
Yes.
Pretty awkward.
It worked out.
And I'm not good with eye contact. I'm really awkward. Like, I think you're the only person who's listened to every episode.
I loved every episode.
And Laura's sitting right here. And she hasn't listened to every episode. You didn't even listen to your grandpa's second one.
Is it like you have like two babies in your household or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, this isn't about you. But you know what's funny? Laura's been saying like, I wanted to record every week and then sometimes I haven't been able to. And she's like, well, we can always do another one. That was like light hints. And then this weekend she's like, let's record another one.
Yay!
You had fun.
I suggested it first. Don't make me sound like I'm a...
So you didn't want to do it?
Maniac.
You didn't want to do it?
It was fun.
Okay. Anyway, this isn't about you.
As a listener, I had fun listening to the two of you.
The best part was I sent it to some people at work and someone was listening to it and she messaged me. She's like, this is disgusting. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you asked Laura, you know, describe yourself. And she said, I don't know. And you start going, well, you're funny and you're cute. You're like, gross. Gross.
Jealous. That's what that is.
So I didn't. That's exactly what it was. I didn't prep any questions for you.
Okay.
Do you want to do the usual, like, tell me where you were born? Because that's a fun story.
Okay.
So I have to listen to every single episode.
Yeah.
It takes me, like, at least twice as long as the episode to edit it.
Okay.
And I've noticed, like, there's a big immigrant theme.
Oh.
Everything is like, I immigrated from the old country.
You do interview people in Canada, so yes, we're all immigrants.
Okay, so first, where were you born?
Slovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia, correct. This is actually what I tell everyone. I slipped up here.
What are your memories? What are your best memories of Czechoslovakia?
Really all of them. Historically, I understand the not the good stuff.
Yeah.
But as a child, and even going back every year, I don't remember the bad stuff.
Yeah, because when you're a kid, everything is fun.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything your parents said about it when you were there?
While we were there?
Yeah, because I remember in Iran, like, I understood Iran was a bad place because every day I'd hear my parents, but I had fun.
Yeah.
Were your parents the same way? Or did they kind of hide it?
I think it was mostly hidden. For sure it was hidden. But the things that I do remember as a kid is lack of food and waiting for food. And like rushing to the grocery store early in the morning to make sure you get your food because it was limited. And it's not that people talked about it. It's your understanding, like if you don't get there by 6 or 7 a.m., you missed out. And that's the kind of stuff I remember.
So this is like the actual story everyone hears about communism and like you have to line up for food.
Yeah.
So, okay, walk me through. You guys need to fill your fridge. How does it work? You guys just go line up one morning? Every Friday or every Saturday?
Pretty much every morning. So like...
Every morning?
Well, if you need milk or meat or bread, I don't think we've ever run into. Like, we had specific bakeries. I think that was easy to come by, but meat for sure wasn't. Milk wasn't.
How did it work?
You go to a grocery store and line up. And the first come, first serve, people get lucky.
Yeah. And did you have to pay?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You don't pay extra. It's regular
grocery store. But not extra. I just didn't know, like, you line up. So it's like when the new iPhone comes out, except it's like hot dogs.
Yeah. Like that.
I think that's the best explanation of communism. I can't wait till my kids ask, what's communism?
Yeah, I mean, it's as an adult, I understand the rationing and all that stuff. As a kid, all I knew is if you want to win a race, you got to get there.
Do you remember any times where it's like, all right, well, we didn't get in, so today we're going to just have bread?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, that wasn't a bad thing. It's kind of like whatever grandma or mom planned to cook, they had to readjust, right? It's
Is that why you love cooking so much?
No, I love cooking because of Korea.
Because you know, you have to say, yes, I think my childhood in communism led me to love cooking because I'm... Okay, never mind.
I'm a bad podcaster.
Okay, this is less interesting. We'll get to Korea.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, so you remember lining up for food. Anything else that's like typical communism that you can remember? Like stereotypical. Because I imagine it's like normal in every other way except the small thing. Like TV, we only had two channels. Did you even remember watching TV?
Yeah, I do. It was super limited.
Was it just like communist Rocky?
I don't know what that is, but so no.
Do you remember any shows?
I do. So, okay, I'll say this. I do remember the only movies making it from like the Western world that I saw or that I had access to was The Neverending Story and The Care Bears. And that's it. Everything else was our own or nearby like European that was permitted.
And have you seen any of those like our own stuff since then? Have you YouTubed any of this?
I have the books, actually. So not the shows, but I have the books. And I've read them since, and they're fine. You know, like
you brought them over?
I brought them over.
Okay.
I brought them over. And yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm not looking for any, you know, hidden messages, but I've gone back since.
Yeah.
Watched the TV and, oh God, everything is political. Like, it is insane. Yeah.
How old were you when you guys left?
9.
Okay, yeah. So you're like my brother, because he was older than me.
Yeah.
So he had a life. And how young was your brother?
He was 3.
Okay, much young.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have memories. But you went to school there.
I went to school there,
What was school like?
Ooh, that's where I sensed it. Yeah, that's where... So, like, I don't know if it was... Actually, I'd say it was communist. For sure it was communist, because... Okay, so for example, this is the most distinct memory I have of school that weirded me out. I remember when a teacher would ask you the class a question.
Yeah.
And you wanted to answer. Here in Canada, and I love this, you put your hand up. Doesn't matter how you put your hand up. It's a fist, it's a hand, it's a finger, it's 3 fingers. It doesn't matter. But there, like, you better have your form right. And it was, I can't remember if it was 3 or 2 fingers up. But essentially, it was your thumb, your index, and your middle finger, and those were up. And if you didn't do it right, you didn't get called on.
What a weird thing to be strict on.
That's the thing that's like the communist thing, is there were these rules to get people in line, and you follow the rules, and this was one. That's it. Just learn to follow rules.
And was it mixed gender?
Yes.
Besides like that weird rule, was there anything else that stands out?
I don't remember much else. Like, okay. I feel everything else was fairly normal. The school part, what I hated, and I mean, if it was, I don't think that was communist related. I think that was just the structure of education, was you memorize everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hated that. That was not my style. And
right.
Yeah, not related to the regime, but yeah.
How long before you guys left did you know you were leaving?
I think it was the day before.
Yeah, that was like mine too.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to my mom, I'm trying to get her on here, but I remember I was so excited. I went to school and then 2 weeks later, she pulled me out of school.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we have to pack, we're leaving. But it felt like we packed for like weeks. Like, why couldn't I still go to school?
Yeah.
I was so excited. But yeah, there was like no notice. Okay. So the day before, what did you find out?
So first of all, I need to interject. I would love to hear your mom on this podcast. Poke, poke, Seema. But, my reaction to my mom telling me was, thank God I don't have to do this math homework that I had to do, that it was stressing me out. She told me the night before.
No, but what did she tell you?
She told me we were leaving, and she said, we're probably never coming back. And she said, you have to say goodbye to your grandparents, who were the closest relatives. And she said, it's forever.
And did she tell you where you were going?
She didn't tell me where we were going, but I remember the next day, or maybe it was the same day, I'm not sure. She really limited the time where I had the knowledge that we were leaving, because obviously protection, like...
Good night.
sorry, your grandparents. We're leaving forever. You're never coming back. Shh, go to sleep.
Kind of like that. It was quick. It was quick. All I remember is that it was quick. And I remember my grandpa didn't want to say goodbye. Like, he wouldn't get on the phone. My grandma got on the phone and said goodbye.
You didn't even see them in person.
No, no.
Because when we left, we did like a basically a goodbye tour.
Amazing. I don't think our situation was trusted. Like, I don't think...
I feel like we did a goodbye tour.
Yeah.
Just because I remember doing all these trips. Like, me and my brother, my mom and my dad's four people.
Yeah.
And then my aunt and my uncle and their two kids, another four people, and an old school Volkswagen Beetle. We went on a road trip with no AC.
Wow.
In the summer in Iran.
Wow.
I remember this trip right before we left, and then we saw my aunt, and then we left. So I think it was kind of related.
Yeah.
But anyway, I talked to my mom since, and it was kind of a surprise, like, we got to go.
Yeah.
But you guys just, like, got on the phone, and you're like, we got to...
We're leaving. And I don't know how much my mom did the prep with my grandparents prior to that, but as far as she told me, it was the day of or the day before.
What was the main reason why they decided to leave?
Truly, I think, and what they've shared is that it was communism. They just saw no future in it. They didn't believe in the system. They didn't see how they could function in the system. More my dad than my mom.
Yeah.
And my dad was already gone. And so then my mom and me and my brother, we followed.
Where was your dad?
He was already in Vienna.
Okay.
Austria. And he, I guess, got word to my mom, and then, you know, she was ready to go.
So he had already started a process or something. Left.
He escaped. Yeah. He got out.
Okay. He got out. How open is your dad about this stuff?
If I ask him, pretty open. So he's told me a lot of stuff. First, he's tried many times and he failed many times.
To escape.
Yeah.
And what did failure look like? Like, he got to the border and they turned him around?
They turned him around. And so he didn't do our borders. He went through the first few escapes where, like, he would go through the other Iron Curtain countries.
Yeah.
So he would go through Yugoslavia back then.
Yeah.
Which was fairly easy. Our borders were fairly open to those countries.
Okay.
And then he tried to go through Italy. And so fairly, I'm guessing, safer because, you know, people didn't harm him. Whereas you went through our border, which was the Bratislava, Vienna, which is Czechoslovakia and Austria. Freaky. That border, I remember crossing that border, and that was freaky. Like, it's not, it's what you picture with, like, the German shepherds, the, like, uniformed soldiers. It's, yeah.
And why did the, how did the other ones fail? If he was able to get out through Italy?
Yeah, I mean, it's the questions that they asked him where they knew he was, you know, leaving, and they didn't let him. But essentially, I think they felt for him and just turned him around and didn't allow it. And then eventually he made it, and I don't know what his last attempt, you know, made it successful.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got out.
So your mom tells you the day before, say goodbye to everyone. Do you remember the day you left? What it was like and how you got through the border?
I remember the night. So we left at night. I remember our good old Škoda, which is like the car, the old.
Yeah. That brand's still around.
Yeah, it's fancy now.
You don't have to run and push it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it functions pretty well now. So we have one of those. It was packed as if we were going on a ski trip. And I'm assuming mom had some sort of papers that permitted us to go on vacation in Austria. And she told me, this is what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
And you have to stay quiet.
So this is the crazy thing. Like, Iran has the same thing.
Yeah.
To leave, you have to apply to be able to leave the country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Like, no freedom.
Right now, just went to watch football.
Yeah.
In the States.
Yeah.
You just go.
Yeah.
You buy your ticket and go. But there, you have to apply for a visa to leave the country.
That's it. Yeah.
It's insane.
The government has to grant you the ability to go.
To leave the country. Okay. So she makes it look like a vacation.
That's it.
Do you know, maybe you don't, but do you know, like, if she was worried that it would be declined?
She was shitting her pants. And it wasn't a decline thing. I remember once after we left, I asked her, you know, how did you feel? And she said, I feared for my life. And not only that, she's like, if you said something, she's like, I felt, you know, I could control myself, maybe not, but, like, that was one thing. Yeah. And then there you were, a 9-year-old kid. What if you said something? You know, she said, I have no control. Of course, you know, there's no control over what you said. And she said she was really worried of, if you said something, what would happen to us?
Do you remember the checkpoint itself, like crossing the border?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the German Shepherd thing?
This is German Shepherd
thing. Did they ask you anything?
Me, no.
Okay.
At least I don't remember. I remember feeling the stress of the situation, but I remember it being a fairly easy crossing.
Did you Okay, yeah, sorry. So your mom already said you're leaving, you're never coming back. So you didn't think, hey, we're going on vacation and surprise, we're never coming back.
I didn't piece the lies together. Like, okay. And I don't think I felt the extremity of that situation, right? Like, I don't know if that's a word, but I've used it. That's, you know, like, is it a word?
Yeah.
Excellent. She says to you, you're never seeing your family again. And then she follows it up by, we're going on a trip. And it's like, all I heard was, we're going on a trip. I don't have to do my homework. Yeah. Bonus.
And parents, and that's it. All the time. Like, right. I was telling you already, our kid is too smart. Laura, you missed it. I was telling Andrea, I'm worried because Ellis is too smart, because I was counting on at least 10 years of lying to her. But it seems like 3 years is all we're going to get with her. So yeah, you tell, say goodbye to your grandma. You're never seeing her again. You go, okay, I don't know what I did wrong, but okay.
Yeah.
And then next day, we're going on a vacation. Okay, I guess that was a lie yesterday.
Right, we're going on vacation. Obviously, I'm not in trouble. Yeah, all's good.
And I remember in Iran, we were going through a checkpoint. It wasn't when we were leaving, but just traveling through Iran. They have them everywhere. And I remember really specifically, my mom telling me to like put my head down in the car so they don't see a kid.
Oh, no way.
Like, it's really vivid in my mind.
Wow.
The funny thing is, I've asked my mom about it. She doesn't remember it. It was just so normal. But I remember vividly going through this car and it's like, put your head down. And we went through a checkpoint. I'm like, okay.
There's things like that with my dad too. So, okay, for example, so we cross the border, right? You go through the Czechoslovakian border and you go through the Austrian border. Once you cross the Austrian border, that's where dad was waiting for us. So he knew we were coming, obviously. Mom and dad, they arranged it. Anyway, we crossed the border together. Once we crossed the border, we were together.
Yeah.
And this is the part he doesn't remember, where I'm shocked because this was such a monumental moment in my life.
Yeah.
So we get to a non-communist country and he takes us to what I would consider a corner shop, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, pick whatever you want. And I remember being shocked at what I saw as available in the store that I could buy. I've never seen it before. I've never heard of it before. I didn't even know if one was chocolate or if it was salami or, you know, like, it was amazing. Yeah. And he's like, pick anything you want. I will buy you anything you want. And I saw kiwi and I was just like, I need this kiwi. I've seen it in cartoons. I need a kiwi. He bought me a kiwi and it was the best thing on earth. And it was everything to me. I remember being so shocked at seeing
the sweetest story.
It was amazing. He doesn't remember it.
If I saw it in a movie, I'd be like, this is the savage bullshit. A little kid would not pick a kiwi.
I was just so blown away.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't remember this at all.
He doesn't remember it.
Well, this is the funny thing, like me putting my head down in the car, but even talking to Alan, my brother, I was like, if there's one person who will remember all the same experiences because we're both kids. Yeah. I don't know if he just chose not to talk about it, but he's like, no, I don't remember any of that. And it's just so funny you pick up a kiwi.
Yeah.
Do you still like kiwis?
Yeah, okay. I do.
All right.
They hurt my teeth, but otherwise, yes.
Can't wait for your birthday. Bag of freedom, kiwis.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so you get to Austria.
Yeah.
Did you guys come in as refugees?
Yeah.
How long were you in Austria?
I don't know when we got out, but I'm going to assume somewhere after September because I already started school. In the same school year. So
Yeah.
90. No, 89. I was 9.
So the funny thing is, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But we have so similar experiences, years.
Yeah.
Where we went to school here, apartments and so on. Same thing. Yeah. I just started school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 89. Yeah. Because I was 9. So 89, somewhere September, October, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, so whatever that point on until June when we got to Canada.
Oh, you got fast tracked.
We got sponsored.
By like family here?
It wasn't family, it was friends who actually lived in Austria, and they got us out.
And do you remember life in Austria?
Yeah.
What was it?
To me, it was fantastic, and which is really funny because, so I'm going to use the word refugee, but in all fairness, it's not. It's whatever people understand or think of what the refugees are going through these days, or, you know, even you guys went through in Turkey, it's not the same. It really isn't, right? So first and foremost, we lived in an apartment. It wasn't a camp.
By yourselves?
No. That's the thing. So no. So we were with another person.
Okay.
So we share the space. And, you know, I think me and my brother took over a living room. Mom and dad took one room. Then the other people took another room, whatever. Yeah. No big deal. But it was fine. Like, as a kid, you don't see anything wrong with it. And mom and dad didn't really make a big deal out of it. So it's just like, oh, okay. So there's another stranger in our place. No big deal.
We had the same experience.
Yeah.
I think we had an apartment and our whole family shared a room to sleep.
Yeah.
But then you had like co-space.
Yeah.
Like everyone would hang out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And yeah, to everyone, it's normal.
Yeah. So as mom and dad, I'm sure they were kind of like, I wish we had our own space. As kids, we're kind of like, cool, an extra friend.
Do you know how old your parents were at this time? Like if you had to guess a range?
31.
So I think about our ages now, and I'm like trying to think of myself, okay, we're in Canada. Let's say it's the end of the world and we have to escape to Newfoundland because it's a different country. It kind of is. But I was like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think we could pack our cars and drive to Newfoundland and pretend and then just live in a room in Newfoundland after like the life we have here. And then to hear like our parents do this stuff.
Yeah.
And they hit it so well that we had normal childhoods. We're not like crazy people here.
That's the part that surprises me, is that they hit it so well.
Do you think it's because my parents' backstory, like mm-hmm. in Iran and the Islamic Revolution, your parents with communism,
yeah.
they're just used to hiding stuff. So for them, it was more natural. We're not used to hiding stuff and suddenly we have to go to Newfoundland.
Yeah.
People that were from Ottawa.
Probably. And I wouldn't say it's a communist era thing. I actually think it's a generation thing. Is yeah. that people don't share back then. Now we share. And I think that's the difference. But on the other hand, like they didn't share maybe, but you know, it's feelings. I didn't sense the feeling of we're in trouble. There's problems. There's stress. I think they made a huge effort to make sure that we felt like normal children. Like I would give kudos to my parents for sure.
Yeah. And we would not live up to their example. I don't think. I don't want to speak for you, but I know me and Laura would not live up to my parents' example of what they went through.
I'm not sure I would. Like, I think I could move to Newfoundland, for the record.
Okay. Your husband's kind of from Newfoundland, so let me take a different example.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
And also, you travel and you backpack. There's no, okay, you're fine everywhere. We're screwed. We've determined this. We're screwed. The power outage that was here, the first day we had the power outage, Laura was so anxious. You know about what? We're going to run out of food. It's not the end of the world. I'm sure we could just drive to Quebec where there's still power.
Yeah, yeah.
And food. Yeah, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Did you go to school in Austria?
Yeah, yeah. But it was a Czech school.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, okay, here's the funny thing. When I grew up in Czechoslovakia, and keyword is, it was one word, right? Yeah. All our radio stations, all our TVs were dual like languages, right? So you heard Slovak and Czech all the time, to the point of until very recently, if you asked me if the two languages were similar, I'd be like, absolutely. Pick one and you'll understand the other. And more I'm exposed to now the two countries being separated. Like I have family in Czech Republic because obviously they live there. And then when it was split, now they suddenly live in a different country. The kids don't understand me when I speak Slovak. It's really weird. So I'm being, you know, exposed to the idea that they are actually two distinct languages.
Yeah.
Again, when I went to a Czech school, to me, I went to a Czechoslovakian school. It's all the same stuff.
Okay,
so I was being able to be a scholar kid in a very different language that to me was the exact same language as like my nation.
Is there a comparison? Like, is it more different or more similar than English and French?
Same roots, Slavic. Yeah, a lot of similarity. So I would say no. English, French is very different. Absolutely.
Okay. Is it like Irish English? Really Irish English and then our English?
I mean, I don't understand Irish. Like,
but it's still English because we'll watch movies and it's Irish and Laura's like, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. I'd probably compare it closest to Spanish and Italian. I'd say kind of that distinction.
Okay, all right. Do you remember finding out you're leaving Austria and were you told you're going to Canada?
This one, we had lots of notice.
In what way?
Like mom and dad told us we're leaving to another country and I don't remember them explaining the situation other than we're going to go on a plane.
Okay.
Again, like they said, you will never or you won't see your grandparents. Like we're going very far. No comprehension of that. Again, it was made really fun. Like I knew that we were going to jump on a plane. It was going to be cool. We were going to have fun. Nothing crazy, right? Like the realities of what my parents were facing versus what I was facing were not comparable.
Did you have any sort of a concept of Canada at all? Or you're just like, hey, it's another place?
No, nothing.
You hadn't heard anything?
Nothing.
What time of the year was it when you guys came?
June.
Oh, lucky you. Lucky. Did you guys come straight to Ottawa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about like 91, 92 now?
This is, so I was 10, so 90.
Do you remember where your house was? Like, or where you lived?
Yes.
The first place?
Yes.
Where was that?
Byron.
It was that place?
Yep.
How long did you guys
live? So like we were in a hotel for like a few days.
Yeah. You come here. Yeah.
Yeah. But our first like apartment, Byron.
That same apartment?
Yep.
And you were there for years then?
No, just 1 year.
And I don't think we lived there at the same time.
No, I think we established that before, that I think we just missed each other.
Okay. Yeah. And did you go to Broadview? What school did you go to? Do you even remember?
Regina. This is the same school we went to. Yeah, Regina.
You lived on Byron and you went to Regina school?
School bus, but you did too.
No, I went to Broadview when I lived on Byron. I went to Regina Public School.
Yeah.
But we lived on Forest and Pinecrest, like right next to it.
Oh, okay.
So this is what we found out. We used to work together.
Yeah.
And we're just talking and we find out we went to the same elementary school here. Yeah. And we live in the same apartment building. And I got really angry because the government of Canada just puts all the refugees in one building. So we weren't actually when we went to Regina, Saskatchewan, and we moved here. And by choice, we ended up there. But you guys were placed there. And we went to the same public school and we lived in the same building. Not same time in the building. What school did you go to after that?
Regina, then Moody, then Bell.
Okay.
So we already moved.
We definitely missed each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we went to the same places. How weird is that?
Yeah.
You didn't know English when you came here, right?
Nope.
No. What was that like? Do you have memories of ESL?
Yeah. So the lucky part was that we arrived in June, which meant that the government was able to put us in summer camps. And by us, I mean me and my brother.
Yeah.
So we had 2 months of buffer to go be placed in these camps and just be integrated into English. And yeah, I remember it was amazing. So because we lived in Vienna, Dave and I spoke, my brother, we spoke German.
Yeah.
And so we would go to these school, these camps, and we try to speak German, not comprehending of, no, that's not going to work here. Yeah. You know, it's a different country, different language. And so, yeah, so I remember him and I, whatever camp it was, the one word that sticks out in my mind was swimming pool. We kept saying, we want to go swimming. And we kept saying it in German. I remember the counselors actually being super patient with us of like probably saying a word. They're like, I have no idea what you're saying, but them taking no action with whatever we were saying. So it was like, they're there, you know, you're saying what you're saying. But both Dave and I just kept talking German at them. And it was like, we're communicating, aren't we? And you're hearing us, aren't you? But we're getting nowhere.
But your parents must have told you like they speak a different language here.
They must have. And we must have heard it. Like, of course, no one else was speaking the sounds that we were used to in, you know, Austria. But for some reason, we thought we could get away with it. Like, I have no idea what the thought process of a child would have been back when Dave and I were experiencing this. But I remember both of us used German to communicate.
Do you still speak German? Do you know any?
Like counting. And
what's
that's
swimming pool in German?
Couldn't tell you. Maybe I could, but not tonight.
So by now you still speak Slovak and now English.
Yeah.
Okay. No German anymore and any other languages.
I speak kind of French and...
Everyone in Canada speaks kind
of French. Right. That's right. Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
La toilette, bibliothèque, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Ascendeur, s'il vous plaît.
We're all multilingual. Do you have any embarrassing stories of not being able to speak English besides we want to go swimming and they're like, there's no swimming pool here, kid?
I don't have embarrassing stories, but I remember shocks, like my brother and I experiencing culture shock. So again, the camp and him and I, it was like snack time or lunchtime, and these huge buckets of brown stuff and orange stuff came out along with like a bowl of green stuff. And both of us were like, I don't understand what this is. And then they're
before you explain, Laura, you want to guess what it is?
Buckets of brown, buckets of orange, and bowl of green.
So hungry.
It's all edible.
Do you have to chew it? It's your question.
I guarantee you'd eat all of it today.
Is she eating it now?
No.
I'm hoping they didn't give you wine. Okay, let us know.
Brown stuff, peanut butter. It was huge. It was a big camp to feed. Orange stuff, cheese whiz.
Oh, disgusting.
Green stuff, celery sticks. What the fuck is a celery stick?
It's nothing.
It was insane. And so kids put brown stuff and orange stuff on this green thing. And me and Dave are like, what is happening? We're not consuming this.
You know what's funny? We were messed up by peanut butter too when we came. It's the driest thing you're not used to eating. I don't know why they give it's peanut butter.
Because it's so normal here. It's crazy normal here.
Okay, but even like with Ellis, you give it and her tongue sticks to the top of her head and she's like looking around. Like, look at me.
Help me.
Exactly. They do it on purpose.
So that was our biggest freak out moment. And to date, I don't understand the celery stick with peanut butter on it. Like,
I've had it once and I'm like, this is disgusting.
No.
Do you eat peanut butter now?
Yeah. So not the Canadian way, I think. Like, you do peanut butter jelly on a toast.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
How do you eat
your peanut?
This is riveting stuff, by the way.
This is riveting? You like this? Okay.
Your peanut butter.
So let's say I just had athletic activity where I need protein. I put on a cracker.
Just peanut butter on a cracker. That's not bad.
Yeah.
How do you eat your Cheese Whiz?
I do not eat Cheese Whiz. This has not changed in my life. Yeah.
Besides food, what other culture shock do you remember?
Malls. This is a really bizarre concept for me. So like, I made friends pretty quickly, but every summer I went away. My mom and dad, the Iron Curtain fell, the borders opened, and right. So we were able to move back and forth. So mom and dad sent me and Dave off to, Czechoslovakia.
And they stayed here?
And they stayed here.
Great vacation for them. Laura, take notes.
they worked their asses off. For sure, those two worked. Like, they took the opportunity to.
Expensive back then. Yeah.
So they would send us. But anyway, so when we came back, we would miss 2 to 3 months of culture that the kids would all understand and experience and blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that I remember, so it was, let's hang out. My friends would be like, let's hang out. And I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, let's jump on a bike. Let's go bike somewhere. Let's go do something. And they'd be like, let's go to a mall. And I couldn't understand. I'm like, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
And do you have any money? No, they don't have any.
Do we have to line up for this thing?
Yeah. Are they
gonna run out of meat?
That's so not understandable. I couldn't comprehend.
Yeah.
So no, they're like, let's go window shop or look at stuff. And I'm like, why? And you're inside and
you're like an alien compared to them.
Totally. They definitely couldn't understand why I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, I was like, what's the entertainment here? I don't get it. What's the value?
Yeah.
Let's look at stuff. Why?
Yeah. This is why we get along so well.
Yeah.
We're both aliens. Illegal.
The weirdos.
Illegal aliens.
Yes.
So you miss out on the typical kid fun here?
I mean, I would consider myself having lots of kid fun here. I just think that I was exposed to a lot of different kid fun too. And so when I would come back, I was really multicultural. Like, it just would get ingrained in my head every summer of the European versus North American. And to be honest, I really like the European way a lot. I think it's very down to earth. I think it's much more natural. I think, the mall speaks volumes of North America and how they view things or how they, choose to spend their time.
So what did you do all summer as a kid?
Oh my God. Grandma would feed me breakfast, send me out. Me and Dave would go out all day. We'd play hopscotch or rubber band jumpy things, which no one plays here, but you take a rubber band that's like as long as 3 meters and then you jump through it all day long and you create like different ways of jumping through it. And then everyone else has to repeat it. And if you don't repeat it, then you fail and the other one wins. And it's active. You're outside, you're breathing fresh air and you're being active. And that's the thing that I don't necessarily see here. It's a big difference.
How was the Wi-Fi there? Here's a rubber band. Go outside. Come back when it's dark.
Yeah.
That's the most fun when you have to create your own games.
Yes. I mean, my imagination and my freedom was amazing. And like, I get upset at people here now being very protective of their children. On one hand, I get it. It's a different world. On the other hand, I cry for the children that don't experience what I experience. Is grandma truly was like, okay, you have enough nutrients to last, until whatever time you choose to come back, go play. I trust you're going to come back. I'll feed you again. And if you want to go play again, you're home before dark, the end, right? Like you go in the forest. I remember picking apples, eating apples off a tree and feeding myself with snacks there was a lot of natural freedom. Loved it.
Our kids would get taken away if we did that.
Yeah.
If they caught Ellis just eating apples from someone's tree,
yeah,
we would get thrown in jail. They'd take her away.
Different worlds.
But I can't wait to reinstill that. I think there's like a pendulum swinging back to letting kids be kids.
Yeah.
Depending on the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you'll be able to do it in a neighborhood, but you'll probably be able to do it if you take them out of a neighborhood and do it in a specific area. You know what I mean? Like, go on a apple farm and go climb a tree. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Can we send our kids to your Slovakia?
I would encourage it. I think they're, you know, the West world, it's everyone wants to be it. And I am afraid that they're, you know, they're victims of that too now.
Like they want to become like us.
Yes.
When's the last time you went to Slovakia?
2 summers ago.
And you took your in-laws, right?
Yes. Oh my God. Newfoundlanders, so much fun.
So you took immigrants of Canada.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So when do you actually feel like you were fully integrated? Was it quick for you? Did you always feel like kind of an outsider?
Yeah, I always did.
You kept getting reminded every summer.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
You weren't integrated.
Well, we couldn't go back. Like if we went back, we might not be able to leave again.
But your mom kept it, no? Or tried?
To like keep us like Iranian?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some things, but like they weren't big into Iran anyway. Like there wasn't much. My family wasn't big into being nationalist for Iran. There wasn't much Iran stood for where it's like rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to be like, we escaped that place. Let's idolize it.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate all these things. So it was more like things that they identified with, like Iranian New Year.
Okay.
And the food.
Yeah.
And some of the, not even cultural, but like structural things like respect your elders.
That yeah.
But it was never like, this is how we did stuff in Iran. You have to do it here.
Yeah.
But the big thing was when my parents would get angry with us, you're acting like Canadians. My mom
the scapegoat.
Says that. I'm like, what does that even mean? What does that mean?
I love it.
Bring it back to me. Like Canadian kids.
Yeah.
So they still have that card in their pocket?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Because this is the same. Yeah.
Yeah, you're acting like Canadian.
Again, Canadians have a lot of freedom. Well, okay. It's, yeah, like, it's, you know, families are structured differently. But yeah, the respect thing, yeah, big time. I mean, communism.
Yeah. When you have a question, your index finger has to point northeast. And then you can ask to go to the bathroom.
That's it.
I do have to go, so...